Close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side.
Shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize.
When the ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your ghost hosts for this evening. I'm Matt.
I'm Derek.
Yo, I'm Craig.
And as always, please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching. And go ahead and pull down on those safety bars because we will not be doing that for you. Guys, are we in the graveyard or in the ring today?
Hey, Adrian!
I thought we were in Vegas.
You're not in Vegas.
I keep looking for Mr. T come around.
Get up, Rock. Get up.
That was pretty good.
Thanks. It is time. It is episode 26, and it is time to return to the Battle Royale of Walt Disney World Resorts.
It seems like it's been forever since we our last battle. You remember what episode that was?
Episode negative -7.
I mean, wow.
I'm sure it was a milestone.
What is it? This episode 26.
Yes. Yeah, we're on 26.
Wow. Before you know it, it'll be number 27. I mean, this time flies by when you're having fun.
27 will be here before you know it.
Before you know it.
Not after you know it.
And then we'll be at 500 in no time.
You may recall back on episodes 5 and 8. We talked about the value and moderate the resorts, the moderate resorts, if you will. And we discussed, debated, had a knockdown drag out about which one of those was the best in a tournament style format. And do you either of you remember which one took home the prize?
Much to the chagrin of the Gilbert boys, it was not.
It was not Port Orleans Riverside.
Right.
Which one won, Derek?
It had to be French Quarter.
It was.
That was the one I picked.
Of course.
So I'm the winner. This is my kind of stuff right here. Violence.
You were all about the violence.
5 and 8. I mean, that was way back. I mean, how old were we then?
We're just young men. And now look at us.
That was like back in October, wasn't it?
Now we're decrepit.
Wow. Time, man. All right, so
all the way back in 2017.
Good night. What? Well, that was last year.
What a lame time.
All right, Matthew, how exactly do we play this game?
Well, Derek, how do we do it? You had an original idea for how we could do this.
Yeah.
Didn't you?
Uh-huh.
What was that?
I thought since it's winter outside, we could go out onto a nearly frozen pond.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And if we fall in, we get tattoos.
Okay, the tattoos are coming back into play.
Yeah, and whoever's able to crawl out and survive is the winner.
Wait. I'm with you on all that. We can't take the equipment out there, though.
That's one flaw.
We can get some booms.
Some boom mics?
Yeah.
Who's going to hold them? Us three out of the pond fighting.
No, we'll make sure we're trespassing on somebody's property and they'll hold it for us.
Okay, perfect.
We better do something else.
Again, I feel like this is a little too dangerous. So Craig, what do we need to do instead?
I feel underappreciated for my ideas.
I think, again, I may say this, you may think it's dumb, and we'll go with what Derek said. I'm thinking we just make a bracket and go down, and the winner that wins in each bracket will end up winning the deluxe hotels.
Yeah, so best 2 out of 3.
Yeah, no violence, no punching, no blood, no tattoos, just us talking.
So pretty much what we do on the podcast.
Yes.
Is that okay, Derek?
If we gotta.
All right. Well, we gotta. And now, since that's the case, why don't we shift gears and play a little resort background music?
Let's do that.
That's more like it. So, gentlemen, here we go. I have the elusive, lucrative bracket here in my hand.
Ooh. Is there some kind of monetary value?
Oh, to yes, there bracket? Is. There will be... hundreds, whatever. All right.
You said lucrative.
We're going to start. Or I tell you what, guys. Now, we'll go ahead and preface this by saying a lot of these hotels we have not stayed at. So, given our opinions on this topic, do keep in mind that a lot of these we have not stayed at. A lot of these may be, which French Quarter, which one, neither Craig or I have stayed at, and it was the victor. So, we're keeping this, looking at this from a perspective of, if you're going to go to a deluxe resort, maybe why would you want to stay at this one, or why wouldn't you?
Does this include the DVC renters?
This does include the renters, Craig.
Just want to make sure.
We will start our first matchup, pits us out in the middle of nowhere versus the monorail. Animal Kingdom Lodge versus the Grand Floridian.
Wow.
Yes, we're starting big, gentlemen.
That's duking it out from the start. This is
Let's be honest. These are all big hotels.
That's true. Sorry, my ears quit working. What did you say?
It's Animal Kingdom Lodge versus Grand Flow. So we'll start down at the far end of the table. Craig, who is way, way down there.
Hello.
Thanks, Craig. So, Craig, Animal Kingdom Lodge or Grand Floridian? First of all, have you been to either of these hotels just to visit?
Just to visit, yes. I've been to both.
Okay. So, yes. You have an idea of what each of them are, what yes. they look like. Which one would you stay at?
The choices are pretty tough there because Grand Floridian has its own style about it. I mean, it's plush. It is on the monorail. Man, it's hard to discount that by itself, just being on the monorail. Or you can take a boat. You're closest to Magic Kingdom and really Epcot for that matter. But the Grand Floridian is very, very plush. I mean, it depends on what you're looking for. I mean, you have the spa there. You have lots of nice restaurants there.
And
I mean,
we would be spending a lot of time at that spa.
We would. It depends on
more
what
there or at the pool.
What kind?
It does have a nice pool.
Is nice, yes. But then you look at the Animal Kingdom Lodge, and it has its own zoo outside the door.
That's true.
You can see it all the animals from your.
Just think about that. There's a hotel with its own zoo.
Yeah, I mean it. This is a tough choice right off the bat for those two. Like you said, and the. You know, if I was putting decorations or theming, Animal Kingdom would blow Grand Floridian out of the water.
Right.
Because, I mean, it's just a massive, everything they've done throughout the whole resort there. Am I making this choice, or are we all making this choice?
Best two out of three.
Okay.
So who are you casting your vote for?
It has to depend on whether you're going, what you're going there for.
I tell you what, he's torn.
I am. But because there's another one like this on the board, I'm going to go to Grand Floridian.
Wow. He is going Grand Floridian. Interesting. Derek?
Because I'm kind of a Grand Floridian kind of guy.
That's true. Well, knowing that, I pretty much know what Derek's going to choose.
You do?
I don't.
Well, good. Because I haven't told you yet. I really enjoy the views of the Grand Floridian, especially on the boats coming from Magic Kingdom. That's, to me, it's one of the more beautiful resorts on the water. You add in all the dining they have there, and I can see why Craig had so much trouble with this choice.
Plus, you get a clear view of fireworks every night. I didn't mention that.
I mean, that's true.
Pretty much your own fireworks.
Yeah. And then, of course, Animal Kingdom has very good, like you said, it's got its own zoo, and top-notch restaurants over there as well. I'm trying to think. It's kind of broken up into Kidani and
Jumbo House.
Mm-hmm. So you're kind of split up. And I've made that walk from Jumbo to Kidani, and that's not a fun walk.
It's not short.
It is not. It took us about 20 minutes to walk over there.
It's a big resort.
And Rachel was 7 months pregnant when we made that walk?
Nice. Nice. Sure, you won a lot of points with that.
Wow.
Because I wanted some zebra domes.
It's worth it.
And we got off on the wrong bus stop, and I didn't want to wait on another bus.
Poor Rachel.
I didn't realize it was that far, but it took us forever to get over there. It's probably not 20 minutes, probably 10. But
just going to Disney that pregnant is one thing.
Yeah.
But then what time of year was that? I know we're getting
It was in May of
So it was hot.
2016.
Summertime. Poor Rachel.
Derek, you're losing a lot of points with our female listeners right now.
She was, well, good thing I had Clint's cattle prod. She wouldn't
Clint's
have made
cattle
it.
Prod is making an appearance in a lot of episodes. I'll tell you what.
Almost as many as cabbage.
Yeah. Oh, ding, ding, ding. So which one are you picking?
I'm gonna go with one that I really want to go to when Boone gets older, and I'm gonna say Animal Kingdom Lodge for a Savannah view is what I really want to do when he gets older.
Well,
so I just wanted to put some pressure on Matthew.
Yes,
I'm feeling the pressure now. The thing with Grand Floridian, I think the biggest perk of Grand Floridian is you just one little monorail ride away from Magic Kingdom. You got great dining. There are nice pools. The lobby there is fantastic. But then you think of the Animal Kingdom Lodge lobby, and it's phenomenal too. The big downside to me with Animal Kingdom is it's out away from everything. But that's also a reason why, and I don't think either of you mentioned it, the price points on each of these, Animal Kingdom is significantly less expensive than the Grand Floridian.
No, we're not going on prices, though.
Well, but we're factoring a lot of things.
Okay, all right.
But at the same time, we are on opposite ends.
Notice
we're the least.
Right.
Animal Kingdom's the least expensive. It and Wilderness are the least expensive deluxes, and Grand Floridian is the most expensive.
We probably should have been Grand Floridian versus Yacht Club.
We didn't make this bracket.
This bracket was chosen at random.
Random.
So, for example,
who's random?
You know, you go to the Disney website, Animal Kingdom Lodge, rooms starting from $336, Grand Floridian starting from $574. So, you're talking about a huge price jump. And so, I'm not going to do what Craig said and do the whole going only on price, but factoring price in, I'm going to say Animal Kingdom Lodge because I don't think the Grand Floridian's worth nearly $250 more per night. I think Animal Kingdom Lodge, you all said it, it's got its own zoo. I've been over there to eat before. I've eaten at Boma and Sanaa. Both of those dining experiences were fantastic. You can go out at night, get some night vision goggles, look at the animals then. You can look at the animals all day. As you said, Derek, a Savannah view, you know, you could literally, I guess, let the giraffes drink your coffee. I don't think they
might frown on
they
that.
They probably do frown on that. But I think Animal Kingdom Lodge is just something that you're not going to find anywhere else. Grand Floridian's a super nice hotel. I'd love to stay there one day. But as far as theming, Animal Kingdom has it.
But they don't have their own band.
They don't have their own in-house band. No. And so Grand Floridian going out in the first round here, some may call it an upset, but, you know, it's not for everyone.
True. I was thinking,
we'll call it a tie for fourth.
There we go. It tied for fifth.
Fifth.
It tied for fifth with three more of these.
And it goes with every episode we've said. It all is on your preference of taste.
And you need to research. And if you think, man, Grand Floridian, I'd love to stay there and pay all my life savings to do so, then that's what I will do.
It may not be everybody's life savings, though.
That's right.
So
it'd be mine.
It's a nice hotel. Nice resort.
Very nice.
Very, very nice.
Especially at the holidays. Man, it's unbelievable.
Bye-bye, Grand Floridian.
Bye-bye. Our next round one matchup, and again, these were chosen at random. We stay on the monorail. The Contemporary Resort taking on the Beach Club over on Crescent Lake near Epcot.
This will be a tough one for you.
Ah.
Because we are including the Contemporary Bay Lake Towers.
Yes,
right?
We're going to put everything in together. And I've stayed at both of these. And so, do you want me to go first?
Go ahead, yes.
I'm going to go with Beach Club, I think, every time. I love...
You just jumped straight into...
Yeah, you didn't explain anything.
Well, I'm going to explain. Yeah, we've made mention that we stayed at Bay Lake Tower this past... summer, and while we didn't take time to enjoy the pool or a lot of the amenities, the theming wasn't there for me. It didn't do it for me. Now, walking to Magic Kingdom, that's the number one perk, right? But when I think of Beach Club, I can walk to two different parks. I can walk to Hollywood Studios. I can walk to Epcot in 5 minutes. Loved the theming of Beach Club. Its pool was awesome. It had a water slide. I want to say it was 120 feet. I mean, it was like a water park type water slide. It's like its own miniature water park. The sand bottom pool, The smells in the lobby make you feel like you were at the beach. It had Cape May Cafe with a character breakfast. The resort had a relatively small footprint, so you're not walking a long ways from your room to the bus stop. And that's the case for really a lot of these resorts. But for me, being a lover of Epcot and being able to walk 5 minutes from my room to the International Gateway, that's what I want to have. So, you know, they both have their perks. The big pro of each of them is proximity to the theme parks. But I think for me, Beach Club, with being closer to two parks, you know, you only have to get on a bus to go to two parks. And I think that's awesome. And then the pool, Beach Club does it for me.
I feel like we just listened to a review of Beach Club. I mean,
the Contemporary is great, but I love the Beach Club.
Honestly, my opinion is probably the Contemporary. If Bay Lake Tower is not associated with it, this wouldn't even be in discussion right now. And besides their proximity to Magic Kingdom, I don't think Contemporary is a high end. I mean, it is high end, but it just theming is not there. I mean, you do have a monorail that runs through your hotel.
Yeah,
but other than that, I mean, it's you're staying there because proximity. Wouldn't you agree?
And both, let me say this too. Both of these are about the same price. There's like $8 difference on average per night. So you're looking at the same price point most of the time.
And a lot of people will say Contemporary is their go-to every time. But I think if you're trying to get the whole, to wrap yourself around everything Disney, you're looking at something that's themed really well if you're going to pay that much money for a deluxe.
Mm-hmm.
And probably, you know, Beach Club is the choice. Now, I love Bay Lake Towers. I'd love to go there again. But I'm just not crazy about going to Contemporary.
And the thing with the Contemporary, too, is when you think of staying there, you're thinking of staying in the big A-frame structure, right?
Right.
Well, those rooms are going to cost a lot more. The price point that I'm referring to are those garden wings that are a lot further from the main lobby. So that's something to keep in mind, too. So, Craig, is that your vote for Beach Club?
My vote will be Beach Club.
So, Derek, it's do you have any thoughts? What would you have voted for?
I would have made it a clean sweep. With Beach Club, I would have, and I will. I would. Since
there you go. So any thoughts on the Contemporary or Beach Club?
I think that, like you said, with the proximity, you have to pay substantially more to stay in the monorail area, whereas the cheaper rooms are going to be in the Garden View, and they're not as convenient. And Bay Lake Tower is right there. I really enjoyed staying at Bay Lake Tower and would highly recommend that. But like you said, to be able to walk to two parks and the resort footprint, not having to walk for 3 days to get to a restaurant or anything. I like the smaller footprints, so which is why I really enjoyed French Quarter in the moderates. So,
well, that was the thing with Beach Club is, you know, there were 2 days we didn't even get. We were there for 4 days. There was 2 days we didn't even get on a bus. Didn't have to. I could walk around World Showcase while Sissy and Bruin took a nap, and you know I was back in no time. It was awesome. So,
yep, I would just go in and make that one a clean sweep.
Man, we make it sound like the Contemporary is just a drag. Contemporary is awesome.
It is,
especially when you can walk to Magic Kingdom. But Beach Club is going to advance. So, bye-bye, Grand Floridian and Contemporary. The monorail is not getting a lot of love right now, is it?
That's sad, too.
Well, not a lot of love from Disney, either.
Why do you say that?
Because it needs redoing.
Yeah, that's true. There was that door that opened recently.
Stuff falls off of it. And
we're going to stay on the monorail, and we're going to head over to our final stop on the monorail, the Polynesian Resort, and it's taking on the Boardwalk.
Derek, you go first.
I just say why?
You can.
I'm just going to say what I pick, and and leave the room. Yeah.
What are you going with, Derek?
Well, first you've got the Polynesian, which is the middle resort on the loop, the monorail loop, and it is the, what would you say? What's that area called of Hawaii? The Polynesian style.
The Polynesian.
Of course, it's in the name.
Good call.
So, and it's got restaurant. It's got one table service and a quick service restaurant. Is it? And Pineapple and I. Is it that pretty
a,
much it?
It has a dining? Well, it has a ton of restaurants. Actually, you got Ohana, you got Kona.
Kona, I keep forgetting about Kona.
You got the dinner show, the Spirits of Aloha dinner show, Captain Cook's,
Pineapple Line.
I mean, there's several dining options.
Yeah, and an extremely popular pool. I think I've seen the pool from Ohana.
The pool's awesome,
and it looks really good. Boardwalk, you've got proximity to the Hollywood Studios and the Epcot, so you've got two parks you can walk to from there, and the boardwalk, which is, I really like the boardwalk at night. I think it's a beautiful area, and I don't know about the pool there. Is that the one with the clown pool?
The scary clown face, yes.
I've walked through the lobby there, but
stuff that nightmares are made of.
Clowns. I'm going to make it easy, and my pick is going to be the Poly. To me, this is my favorite monorail loop resort. It's just a beautiful, beautiful resort. I have stayed there, and it was enjoyable. And I don't see how the boardwalk could really. It just doesn't have that same appeal to me.
Yeah,
as Beach Club does. Now, if this was, and we may get there, I don't know. Maybe the final, but. Beach Club versus Poly. Now that would be a little tougher than Boardwalk and Poly. So I'm going with Poly on this one.
Well, that's one vote for Polynesian. I'll go next. Boardwalk is, I think the location is great. Again, like Beach Club, you can walk to two theme parks. The pool looks awesome. I think it's well themed. It's, as you said, Derek, it's there on the boardwalk, so you're within walking distance to a number of strong dining establishments and some not so strong. But with the Polynesian, there's so much to do at the Polynesian in terms of recreation. You're there on Bay Lake. You are on the monorail, which hasn't benefited Contemporary or Grand Floridian thus far. But with Polynesian, I think of the three, I think it's the most well-themed. And it really transports you to a completely different place other than in Central Florida. I think of the smells of when you pull up to the Polynesian Resort. You got Tonga toast in Captain Cook's. Yeah, there we go. You can get a Dole Whip at your hotel at Pineapple Lanai. I mean, it's hard to beat. The pool looks fun. It's sadly, Craig, it's one of the pools I haven't got to get in yet. I tried to, and they threw me out. No. You can watch the fireworks from the beach. And then one key word, Ohana, right?
Right.
I think the lobby's beautiful. I'm going with Polynesian.
I will probably make this triple threat because I'll probably go with Polynesian because I've not stayed at Boardwalk, but and it does have the things that you guys mentioned. You can walk to two parks. It's a nice location, but Polynesian it has so many amenities. Again, you're right there close to Magic Kingdom, to the park. So I'm going to make this short and just say my vote is for Polynesian as well.
And one other thing, you can actually walk to TTC. We had to make that walk one time. It's about a 10-minute walk. So you just walk to get on a monorail to go to Epcot. So you're not having to deal with buses to go to Magic Kingdom. You're not having to deal with buses to go to Epcot. So that'll do it.
I'm glad that one monorail loop resort made it.
Yes, Polynesian is repping the monorail as the Poly advances, which leads us with our last matchup. Now, one thing we want to point out, we didn't include DVC properties on this. So while a lot of these places have DVC wings or buildings, we didn't include Saratoga Springs or Old Key West. We may touch on those at a later date. But our last matchup, Yacht Club, which is right there connected to the Beach Club, or the Wilderness Lodge. That is our final first round matchup. We'll start with you, Craig.
If we're looking at the two, again, I'm not as familiar with Yacht Club. I have been over there, but I've not really experienced the Yacht Club and all it has to offer. And I'm sure it is very nice. It has some, what are the restaurants there at the Yacht Club?
The Yachtsman.
The Yachtsman, which is a great steakhouse, from what I understand.
The Cruise Cup Lounge, I think, is really good.
So I think the Yacht Club can stand for its own there. But going up against Wilderness Lodge is probably one of my favorites. Not have stayed there, but just the theming, been there, I've eaten at the Wilderness Lodge several times. Just been through there at Christmas, been there around several times, and it's a greatly themed resort location as far as getting, you can ride a boat over to Magic Kingdom. I just like the way it looks, the way it's set up. Again, a quick vote for me. I'm going to say the Wilderness Lodge gets my vote in this round.
Another tough one. These deluxes are, to me, are a lot tougher than the values and the moderates to kind of distinguish between. The, like Craig said, the being able to hop on a boat from the Wilderness, and then, of course, you've got the walk that's essentially the same from Beach Club. So who was Beach Club up against again?
Beach Club defeated the Contemporary.
Contemporary. So it's, I don't know. I'm having a hard time distinguishing between.
It's hard to distinguish between
Beach Club and Yacht Club. I mean, I really want to say Wilderness. I've stayed there, and I've again, another great stay there. But at the same time, I've never stayed over at the Beach Club, Yacht Club area, and being able to get to two parks fairly easily. Not fairly easy, really easily. I think I'm actually going to surprise myself and go with the Yacht Club.
Wow. Did not see that coming. So we've got one for Wilderness, one for Yacht Club. Wonder which I shall pick to break the tie. You just want to put pressure on me. That's your MO today.
Since I can't physically harm you because you won't let me. But
that's what he's looking for, Craig, is ways to excuses to harm. That's why he keeps asking for all these fights. Wilderness or Yacht Club? Yacht Club, pretty much everything I said good about the Beach Club goes with the Yacht Club. The Yacht Club does have a spa. I don't think we mentioned that earlier. You know, Yacht Club shares the pool, Stormalong Bay, that awesome pool with the Beach Club. And so a lot of the amenities that come with the Beach Club, you get with the Yacht Club. You get to walk to two parks. Wilderness Lodge is what I'm picking. I love Wilderness Lodge. I love the boat ride from there to the Magic Kingdom. I love the theming. I don't think you can find a better themed resort in Disney World, especially at Christmas time. Which, of course, obviously I'm a little bit biased. We just got back from there. But, man, there is nothing I enjoyed more than at the end of the day being totally worn out, just kind of walking around, sitting in a rocking chair at the Wilderness Lodge and relaxing, drinking my hot cocoa. And the dining at Wilderness Lodge, Geyser Point, you guys got to try it. It's awesome. Obviously, Whispering Canyon, which we've all been to. Artist Point is okay if you're higher end. Territory Lounge is a nice place to relax. Roaring Fork. I love the dining at Wilderness Lodge. Love both of the pools at Wilderness Lodge. And so just for the simple fact that I've been there and I know it and love it, I'm going to say Wilderness Lodge.
It's like an old friend.
It is like an old friend. And also Wilderness Lodge is too about on average about $70 per night cheaper than the Yacht Club. So it along with Animal Kingdom are your two most affordable options if you're looking to go deluxe. That'll do it for part one of this Disney World Deluxe Resort Battle Royale. Our final four in our first semifinal matchup. You'll have Animal Kingdom Lodge taking on Beach Club, and you'll have the Polynesian taking on Wilderness Lodge. So I think four very awesome but very different Disney Deluxe hotels, wouldn't you say, guys?
Very different.
Gives you a lot of options in terms of location and amenities and theming. So with that, it's time for our weekly contest. Well, it's not a contest, more it's a segment, right? It is time for
Grim
Gritty
Greatness.
Thanks, Derek. It is Craig Shelton's turn, and I know that he has thought long hours about this question. Craig, what's your Grim Gritty Greatness question for today, January the 29th, 2018? Episode 26. All the listeners are waiting. They're anticipating what you're going to say.
All right, guys. After thinking about this long and hard and really studying on this, what is your one thing that you have to buy at Disney or one thing you would like to buy at Disney, a souvenir to bring home just for yourself?
Your one must-have souvenir.
Must-have souvenir.
Oh, good question. Very good question, Craig.
Thanks.
What's your answer?
My answer is, and it's what I always get, we always get a picture book, a...
Oh, you stole mine.
Photo album?
Photo album.
Fobo.
That and a photo album. That's kind of our big souvenir. It's always a Disney photo album we always have. Every time we've gone, we've got them stacked up in our living room, and we have those. Some of them have the years on them, some of them just have Disney, but we Misty fixed it up and with all our pictures and all the other collectibles.
Derek, what's your must-get souvenir?
My must-get is always, I love magnets. I have to get a dated magnet.
A dated magnet.
At least once a year. I already have a 2018 and I don't even know if I'm going yet.
Perfect.
Because they had them out and I was like, well, I really like this magnet. And so
there you go.
I wouldn't get it. But yes, that the dated magnet is my go-to. Because it just reminds me every time I go to get more food that this place has great food.
Every time you head to the fridge, huh?
That's right.
Well, I was going to say photo album, but since I can't do that, the one thing we must get is, I guess, our son's pick, I guess I could say. Keegan's not really old enough, but every time we take him brewing, since he's been old enough to understand what souvenirs are, is we let him pick out one souvenir from the trip. And, I mean, that's obviously not going to be like a $3,000 Darth Vader statue, but he gets to pick out one thing that he wants this past trip. It was a Chewbacca toboggan, a big old furry hat. Of all the things he saw in all the gift shops, that's what he wanted. And so,
and you've actually worn that.
I have worn it. I wore it to school the other day for Disney Day. But I guess just that's the one thing we have to get. And I always enjoy seeing what he's going to pick. And this time it just happened to be a hilarious looking Chewbacca toboggan. So other than that, we don't do a lot of souvenir. For me personally, I pick up park maps from every park we go to and kind of have a collection of those. But
we also get an ornament for the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
You know. Not every time we go, but at least one every year.
And I know, Derek, you collect a lot of pressed pennies, right?
Pennies, love the pennies.
My dad does that. We collect them for him.
So
yeah,
good question.
Lots of good
Craig.
Collectibles. Well,
good
thanks.
Question.
I worked on that pretty hard.
Well, thank you all for listening. Join us in the near future as we figure out which is the ultimate deluxe resort as we finish up this battle royale of sorts,
and we will celebrate by Grim Grinning Guys paying for a trip for us to go there out of our expansive account.
Yes, we'll do something like that. See how much money we have left. Derek, anything else?
I'm just trying to figure out who's paying for this trip.
With that being said, aren't we all? As you leave, be sure to
beware the hitchhiking ghosts.
And hurry back.
Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your company.
And speaking of the Grand Floridian, come and dine with us at Citra Coast. Our next round one matchup, we stay on the monorail, Contemporary versus Bay Lake. No. That's not right.
That is not right.
Okay.
There's a card there in front of you.
I know. All right.
That may be the worst.
That was very good.